Tuck-a-Tuck Dragon, read by Stefan Theo.
One blustery autumn, three dragons came out to romp, stomp, and tumble and frolic about. On their way to a sleepover party they flew, big red dragon pink and small green dragon too. Towards Sun Yellow's huge house, three dragons did fly, where they saw seven more dragons mount to the sky. Old Blue came in white, made out of cloud, with a mountain of purple who rumbled out loud. They found the right house, dropped their bags by the wall, then started the games for one dragon and all. The gray dragon soared with his wings full of rain, and everyone played until Tan Dragon came. The last picked for teams in the game Knights and Knaves, he was last up the hill, fast asleep in the caves. They would not let him in till the rain started pouring, and said, "There was never ever a dragon so boring." Now to play, play, and play was just never enough, but without any sleep, it was ever so tough. So they rolled out their bags and got in them each one, telling stories to frighten each other for fun. Small Green Maid of Sea said, "There once was a lion who purred as she climbed through the crags of Mount Zion." But the dragons ignored his ridiculous tale, and the little green dragon curled up like a snail. "Mama Sorskeri," told the old dragon Blue, who lived in the sky when she'd nothing to do. To think what would get them, white dragon said, "Maybe Sun Yellow could tell of a two-year-old baby." Each dragon dove into the wrong sleeping bag with their rears poking out while their tails they did wag. Quivering dragons who shook themselves silly, not wanting to peek out or look willy-nilly. For dragons are fearful when talking of people, in spite of their taste for the church and the steeple. It's children they dread from the tips of their toes, because babies throw tantrums, as everyone knows. Orange Dragon picked up where Sun Yellow left off and shook when he told about baby so soft. The dragon of orange juice said baby did cry, and wow rang out clear as a bell from up high. Now a dragon will hide wherever he dares if he hears there's a baby not sleeping upstairs. Into the white bag Small Green Dragon flew, then Big Red in the orange and Pink Dragon in blue. Red Dragon jumped out and Old Blue Dragon jiggled, afraid of their shadows they wiggled and giggled. At last Purple Dragon most bravely decided, Tan Dragon should save them all swiftly provided. He'd brought to the party some magical sand and was willing to go up and sprinkle by hand. The sand on the baby upstairs in her crib, or perhaps making messes and wearing a bib. Tan Dragon rose proudly so newly elected, despite his great fear of the staircase defected. Afraid though he was of the baby so naughty, he'd made up his mind to be ever so haughty. And he opened the door knowing just what to do, when he suddenly found not one baby but two. Still he plucked up his courage and sprinkled the sand on the girl and the boy with his tan dragon hand. The babies, they yawned and rolled onto their tummies. One, two said goodnight to their papa and mommy. Swiftly slumber's delight swept the toddlers away to dreamland to sleep until dawn the next day. The tan dragon sighed with the greatest relief, thinking babies are cute once they've fallen asleep. He descended the staircase with dragonly pride and exclaimed, "There was really no reason to hide." Sleepy dragons got up to hug, kiss, and cuddle, and gleefully started to sort out the muddle. The dragon of fire to his red bag did go, the dim room was cozy in a colorful glow. Once the playmates had settled down from the din, they begged the tan dragon to come tuck them in. Their shenanigans in the mud and the muck now had them yawning, tuck-a-tuck, tuck-a-tuck. "Tuck-a-tuck, tuck-a-tuck," said the dragon quite tan, "tuck-a-tuck, tuck-a-tuck," as he sprinkled his sand. "Tuck-a-tuck-a-tuck-a-tuck-a," he came round the room, more sand sprinkled on them, they fell asleep soon. Nighty-night they'd all gone, big dragons and little, they snored as they slept, like an out-of-tune fiddle. The room was so comfy with friends all aglow, who were sleeping like babes in a dragon rainbow. The toddlers upstairs snoozed quietly through all that noise, and their mommy and papa did too, dreaming of cuddles, of games, and of laughter, and everyone lived happily ever after.